May 24th, study the characters of the Gospels. Any questions or comments from last time? Again, we'll wrap with our study of the characters and timelines and times of the Gospels. We started the list of the apostles, and we made it to through James. We briefly touched on Peter. I've got a larger portion I'm going to be doing on him probably this evening. But with that, we'll go ahead and pick up where we left off. We've already covered Peter to some degree, Andrew, and James. We've already done John in the past and Matthew in the past. So we're going to start with Philip tonight. If you would turn over to John chapter 1. Philip was also from Bethsaida, as Peter and Andrew were. He was the third or fourth to be called, depending on if you include that other disciple. You remember Andrew first was with, he was a disciple of John the Baptist, and he was with another disciple, which is unnamed, and he went and got his brother Peter, so that's two of them. If this other unnamed disciple was John or someone else, then that would make Philip the fourth, because he was called afterwards. He told his friend Nathanael about Jesus. We'll see it in just a minute. Jesus asked him, Philip, where to buy bread at the feeding of the 5,000 to test him. Along with Andrew, he had brought some Greeks to Jesus. And he's not to be confused with Philip the evangelist from Acts, who was one of seven. Let's go ahead and turn to John chapter 1. We'll begin at verse 35. We've read some of this before. Actually, we'll skip on past that verse 35. That's where he meets Andrew meets Jesus and gets his brother Peter. Skip down to verse 43. The next day, after that, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. And he found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." And we also noted that he didn't say, "Follow me," to Andrew and Peter, but he did say it here to Philip. Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter, so he knew them more than likely. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." And Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" And Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." And Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." Again, he's talking to Nathanael here. Okay, this, we've touched on this before. Is Nathanael, as far as we know, one of the apostles? It's on that list, but we'll talk more about that in just a minute. He said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Again, speaking this to Nathanael, when we don't know much about. Turn over to John chapter 6. Again, we're still covering Philip here. John chapter 6 and verse 3 beginning. Jesus went up to the mountain and there he sat down with his disciples. The Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand, and lifting up his eyes, seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" And he said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread would not be enough for each of them to get a little. John chapter 17. You're just reading the statements where Philip's mentioned in the Gospel. John 17, begin at verse 20. That might be verse chapter 12. Yes. Verse 20. "Now among those who went up to worship at the feast were some Greeks. So these came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, 'Sir, we wish to see Jesus.' And Philip went and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus." And we have Jesus' statements there about that. So Philip was involved with this as well. And then turn up to John chapter 14. Again, verse 1. Here we're going to see a few different apostles asking questions, but Philip's involved and I want us to see that. Let not your hearts be troubled, Jesus speaking here. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, and where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. So from now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. And Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long, you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak of my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. So he's speaking to him and Philip's getting involved in this conversation here. And of course, Philip's listed in the lists as well. Any comments about Philip? Bartholomew. Now, I'm going to say something here about Bartholomew, and it's for your own study. I'm not saying there's enough evidence for it whatsoever, but this is what some other people believe. But he's only named in the apostle list by this name of Bartholomew. So, some say this Nathanael we just talked about is Bartholomew. I'm not saying that. Okay. They say that because in all the lists, Philip is listed with Nathanael. And Philip's the one who introduced him. That's for your own study. Keep in mind that Matthew, Mark, and Luke refer only to Bartholomew because John doesn't have a list of the apostles. John doesn't mention Bartholomew, but that doesn't mean that's not. He does mention this Nathanael, but he doesn't mention Bartholomew. But again, that's for your own study. We read in chapter 1, verse 43, where Philip introduced Nathanael to Jesus there. He's also mentioned in John chapter 21. Let's turn over there. This is the Nathanael, not Bartholomew. And this is for your own study again. Verses 1. After this, Jesus has passed on and been raised. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. We mentioned that's the Sea of Galilee, by a different name. And he revealed himself in this way. Verse 2. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee. If you remember when Jesus met Philip, he was headed up to Cana to go to that wedding. But Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. So those who may argue that Nathanael is Bartholomew, they may say, well, there's a list of apostles here. Well, not necessarily. It's a list of disciples. Not all of them had to be apostles. We're in the book of John. What do we know about John? John never names who? Himself or his brother James. Okay, he's always referred to as disciples. Well, actually, this is a list of them right here. It says the sons of Zebedee, and after that it says two other of his disciples. So that can't be them, because they're listed there. So my point is, you can't make that assumption it's Nathanael, it's Bartholomew. It's just for your own study on that. Questions about that? Thomas, known as the twin. He was here in this verse here we just read. When Jesus appeared to him, he was known as a doubter. We've all heard of the doubting Thomas. He was absent when Jesus first appeared to the disciples. And we have some statements that were made by Thomas. Let's turn over to John chapter 11. Let's begin at verse 1. John chapter 11. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, in the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. So his sisters sent to him, saying, Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. And after this, he said to the disciples, let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and you're going there again? And Jesus answered, there are not 12 hours in the day, and if anyone walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him. After saying these things, he said to them, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him. The disciples said to him, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover. Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he meant taking rest and sleep. And Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus has died, and for your sake, I am glad that I was not there so that you may believe, but let us go to him. And so Thomas, called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, let us go, that we may die with him. So a statement he made here. Turn over to John chapter 14. We won't read that again. That's what we read a minute ago, where Philip had read and Thomas had read. Thomas there just says, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? In John chapter 20. Begin at verse 24. Now Thomas, one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. And so the other disciples told him, we have seen the Lord. But he said to them, unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nails, place my hand into his side, I will never believe. 8 days later, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with him. Although the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, peace be with you. And he said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands and put up your hand and place it in my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe. Thomas answered him, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said to him, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. And lastly, he's listed in a group of seven in John chapter 21, as we already read. That was included in that Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana, the sons of Zebedee, and those two other unnamed disciples in this list. Questions or comments about Thomas? James, the son of Alphaeus. He's only mentioned in the list of apostles. The only place you're going to see his name. Now, some equate him and Matthew as brothers. We know Matthew is also known as son of Alphaeus. I don't see any evidence for that, unless you all see anything about that. Very common people have the same name. Peter and Andrew were told specifically were brothers. James and John were told specifically they were brothers. Why not these two if they're brothers? Okay. We don't see any hard evidence for that, but they do have both their dads share the name Alphaeus. Some also equate him as James the less, or James the younger, James the shorter. There's various terms that can be with that. That's all we know about James, the son of Alphaeus. Thaddeus, also known as Judas, not Iscariot. When you see that, okay. Also known as Labius. Depends on what translation you have. And also known as Judas, son of James. That's why the distinction has been made, Judas, not Iscariot. He was also known as Judas, another name he had. He only emerges one time when he asks a question at the Last Supper. Let's turn to Luke chapter 6, verse 16. This is simply just, we're looking at the list here. In Luke, he's listed as Judas, the son of James here. John chapter 14, let's turn over there. Verse 22. Remember, a minute ago, we was reading about Jesus talking, and Thomas asked a question, Philip asked a question. Well, in this same reading, we're going to have this Judas ask a question. Verse 22, Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Of course, we have Jesus' answer there. Point out he wasn't involved in this conversation. And of course, Acts chapter 1, we won't go over there. He's listed with the apostles that remain in there after Jesus had ascended. Again, Labius or Thaddeus depends on the version. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 10 and verse 3 real quick. verse 3. I'm reading from the English Standard Version. Mine says Thaddeus. Does anyone have anything different? It's the very last name in verse 3. Anyone Thaddeus? Maybe some of your King James version be Labius, depending on the copy that had written it and so forth. Or in your footnotes, it may say Labius there. That's all we know about Thaddeus. Simon the Zealot. He's only mentioned in the list. We don't have any reference to him other than that. He's never mentioned doing anything. He's never listed as saying anything. He's given this name, Simon the Zealot. Of course, we know what it is to be zealous, to be full of great fervor for things. So why this name? It could be because he was part of a prior association, just like Matthew was known before as a tax collector by his prior association, what he did. Could have been he was part of a prior association with some political extreme group of that name, or could be because of his zeal for the law. Could be many things, but we know he was given this name to distinguish him anyway. That brings us to Judas Iscariot. Some of the commentary I saw was that he was noted as being from Kerioth. That's the town he was from. And this makes him the only known, the only apostle who was not from Galilee. Okay, from Kerioth. We know he kept the money purse. We know that he betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. And we know he hanged himself. Let's turn to John chapter 12. Begin at verse 3. Mary therefore took a pound of expensive ointment made from pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples, he was the one who was about to betray him, said, "Why was the ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief, and having charge of the money bag, he used to make him, help himself to what was put into it. And of course, if we're not told verse 6, we wouldn't know verse 6. We think he was caring about the poor. But we have the insight of the Holy Spirit working through John here to let us know his demeanor. He seeks to betray Jesus. Let's turn and read these accounts. Matthew chapter 26. Again, this is where he's seeking to betray Jesus. Begin at verse 14 of Matthew 26. Then one of the 12, whose name was Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What will you give me if I deliver him over to you?" And they paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment, he sought an opportunity to betray him. So here we see Judas actually going to them. Mark chapter 14. Begin at verse 10. Then Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests in order to betray him to them. When they heard it, they were glad and promised to him money, and he sought an opportunity to betray him. Luke chapter 22. Begin at verse 1. Then the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover. The chief priests and scribes were seeking how to put him to death, for they feared the people. And Satan entered into Judas, called Iscariot, who was a number of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers how he might betray him to them. And they were glad and agreed to give him money. And so he consented and sought an opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of the crowd. Then we have the betrayal foretold. Turn back over to Matthew chapter 26. Begin at verse 45. Matthew 26, 45. And he came to the disciples and said to them, "Sleep and take your rest later on. See, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. My betrayer is at hand." Let's back up here to verse 20. I apologize. Verse 20. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12, and as they were eating, he said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me." And they were very sorrowful and began to say to him one after another, "Is it I, Lord?" And he answered, "He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me will betray me. The Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Then better than a man if he had not been born. And Judas, who would betray him, answered, Is it I, Rabbi? And he said to him, You have said so. He spoke that to him. Mark chapter 14. Again, this is being foretold. Begin verse 17. When it was evening, he came with the 12, and as they were reclining at table and eating, Jesus said, Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me. And they began to be sorrowful and to say to him one after the other, Is it I? He said to them, It is the one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the dish with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for him if he had not been born. Then turn over to Luke chapter 22. Begin at verse 14. When the hour came, he reclined at table and the apostles with him. He said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. He took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. He took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And likewise the cup after he had eaten, saying, This cup is poured out for you in the new covenant in my blood. But behold, the hand of him who betrays me is with me on the table. For the Son of Man goes as has been determined, but woe to that man by whom he has been betrayed. And they began to question one another which of them it could be who was going to do this. And now we'll go back and we'll see the actual betrayal. Matthew chapter 26. So again, Judas has left here. He's gone to get those who would apprehend him. Matthew chapter 26, beginning at verse 45 now. And he came to the disciples and said to them, Sleep and take your rest later on. See the hour's at hand. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer's at hand. While he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a great crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the elders of the people. And the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him. And he came up to Jesus at once and said, Greetings, Rabbi. And he kissed him. And Jesus said to him, Friend, do what you came to do. And they came up and laid hands on Jesus, and they seized him. Back over to Mark chapter 14. Beginning at verse 40. And again he came and found them sleeping with their eyes very heavy, and they did not know what to answer him. He came the third time and said to them, Are you all still sleeping, taking your rest? It is enough, the hour has come, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going and see my betrayers at hand. And immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas came, one of the 12, and with him a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, The one I will kiss is the man. Seize him and lead him away under guard. And when he came, he went up to him at once and said, Rabbi, and he kissed him. And they laid hands on him and they seized him. Luke chapter 22. Two verses here, verse 47 and 48. While he was still speaking, there came a crowd, and the man called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He drew near to Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? And finally, with John, chapter 18. Begin verse 1. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples across the brook Kidron. And there was a garden which he and his disciples entered. Judas, the one who betrayed him, also knew the place, for Jesus often met there with his disciples. So Judas, having procured a band of soldiers and some officers from the chief priests and the Pharisees, went there with lanterns and torches and weapons. And then Jesus, knowing all that would happen to him, came forward and said to them, Whom do you seek? And they answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said to them, I am he. Judas, who betrayed him, was standing with them. When Jesus said to them, I am he, They drew back and fell to the ground. And so he asked them again, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." And Jesus answered, "I told you that I am he. So if you seek me, let these men go." This was to fulfill the word he had spoken, "Of those whom you gave me, I've lost not one." There's the account of the betrayal from John. And of course we have the death of Judas. Turn back over to Matthew. To my knowledge, it's not listed in Mark, it's not listed in Luke or John. It's only listed in Matthew as far as the Gospels go. Either that or I forgot to write it down. So, it's in Matthew 27. Begin at verse 3. "Then when Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he changed his mind and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying, 'I have sinned by betraying innocent blood.' And they said, 'What is it to us? See to it yourself.' And throwing down the piece of silver into the temple, he departed, and he went and hanged himself. But the chief priests, taking the piece of the silver, said, 'It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since it is blood money.' So they took counsel and brought them to the potter's field as a burial place for strangers. Therefore that field has been called the field of blood to this day. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, saying, 'They took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him, from a price that's set by some of the sons of Israel, and they gave them to the potter's field as the Lord directed me.'" So we're given this account here, then turn over to Acts. And I'll double check that. I think the other books do list that, by the way. Okay, I misspoke there. But Acts does give us an extra detail that the other ones do not in the Gospels. Chapter 1, verse 15. "In those days, Peter stood up among the brothers. The company of persons was in all about 120. And said, 'Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. Now this man acquired a field with the reward of his wickedness, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his bowels gushed out. And it became to the known of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the field was called in their own language, Akeldama, that is, field of blood." Okay, so more details on the gruesomeness of his passing. We'll go ahead and stop there. I'll be covering Peter next time. I don't want to start it just now. Questions about that? I'll double check that book as far as where Judas is listed there.